Shalom! Holy Scriptures and Israel is a ministry designed to share with the Jewish people the good news of the Lord Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, and to instruct Christians on the Jewish roots of their faith. And now, teaching God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective, here is Gideon Levitam.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. Today, I would like to read from Kohelet, from Ecclesiastes, chapter 9. And I'm going to read the whole chapter for us. There are 18 verses there. And as we have mentioned once and again, the man by the name of Shlomo is the one who is the Kohelet, the one who gathered the nation of Israel in order to instruct them as to how to follow God and how to live in this world that is a vanity of vanity, all is vanity, as he declared it here under the sun. How can a man or a woman of God live here in this world with all the challenges and the frictions and the problems and the chaos that is existing here in this world? He helps Israel and is helping us as well with respect to how to live our life in order to honor God in the midst of the vain and sinful world in which we live in. If you remember, he said at the end of the book, "Remember now thy Creator in the day of thy youth. Come back to him, draw back to the Lord, because the Lord's ways are the better way as we live here in this world." So we are reading Ecclesiastes, Kohelet 9, and I begin with verse 1. And I'm reading, "For all this I considered in my heart, even to declare all this, that the righteous and the wise and the works are in the hand of God. No man knoweth either love or hatred by all that is before them. All things come alike to all. There is one event to the righteous and to the wicked, to the good and to the clean and to the unclean, to him that sacrifices and to him that sacrifices not. As is the good, so is the sinner, and he that sweareth as he that feareth an oath. This is an evil among all things that are done under the sun, that there is one event unto all. Yea, also the heart of the sons of men is full of evil, and madness is in their heart while they live, and after that they go to the dead. For to him that is joined to all the living, there is hope. For a living dog is better than a dead lion. For the living know that they shall die, but the dead know not anything. Neither have they any more a reward, for the memory of them is forgotten. Also their love and their hatred and their envy is now perished. Neither have they any more a portion forever in anything that is done under the sun, tachat hashemesh. Go thy way, eat thy bread with joy, and drink thy wine with a merry heart. For God now accept thy work. Let thy garments be always white, and let thy head lack no ointment. Live joyfully with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of the life of thy vanity, which he has given thee under the sun, all the days of thy vanity. For that is thy portion in this life, and in thy labor which thou takest under the sun. Whatsoever thy hand findest to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, no device, no knowledge, No wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. I returned, and I saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to the men of skill, but time and chance happeneth to them all. For man also knoweth not his time, as the fishes that are taken in an evil net, and as the birds that are caught in the snare, so are the sons of men, snares in an evil time, when it falleth suddenly upon them. This wisdom have I seen also under the sun, and it seemeth great unto me. There was a little city, and few men within it. There came a great king against it, and besieged it, and built great bulwarks against it. Now there was found in it a poor wise man, and he by his wisdom delivered the city. Yet no man remembered the same poor man. Then said I, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard. The words of wise men are heard in quiet more than the cry of him that ruleth among fools. Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroyeth much good. And this is the end of the 9th chapter. And I want to deal with it together today in this ministry meeting. The theme really of this 9th chapter is that everything and all things in life are really in God's hands. You know, we live our life here in this world, as Shlomo said to Israel, and as we live our life here in this world, eventually, everything that is going on in this world is in the hand of God, in the hand of the living God. Shlomo, of course, have a reference to the God of Israel. We remember all the time as we study the book of Kohelet, the book of Ecclesiastes, that Shlomo, Solomon, wrote this later on in his life because he have learned lessons. He have experienced certain things in his life, which now in turn he teaches this to our nation, the nation of Israel. We are always appreciating an older brother or an older sister that can tell us of their mistakes in their life, and they warn us not to go in a wrong direction. And this is exactly what Kohelet, Ecclesiastes, Shlomo, Solomon is doing when he writes this to our people of old, the people of Israel. If you remember in a previous chapter, when we learned together in chapter 8, he emphasizes the importance of godly wisdom. Godly wisdom will lead one to submit to the government under which he or she are. Godly wisdom will lead one to prepare for the future. Godly wisdom will lead one to arm himself against wrongdoing. And godly wisdom will lead one to endure the vanity that is existing in this world. And so that's what he taught Israel in the previous chapter, in chapter 8. But now he is in the next portion, and in this 9th chapter, Shlomo is instructing Israel, you and I as well, that everything is in the hands of God. Everything that's existing here in this world ultimately are in the hands of God. And so in this 9th chapter divided itself into two major sections. Verses 1 to 10, he says to Israel, Israel, accept the fact that death will come for all humanity. The righteous will die, the sinner will die. The good man will die, the bad man, you might say, will die. The one who is walking with God will pass out of this scene, as the one who does not walk with God, he will pass out of this scene. God is in control. All will end to leave this world. And it is important for the believer, for the people of God, to know how to live while they are here under the sun. Secondly, in verses 11 to 18, not only to accept the fact that death will come upon all men, but also to accept the fact that life is uncertain. We do not know what's going to happen the moment we leave the meeting room today. We do not know what's going to happen tomorrow. Everything is in the hands of the Lord. King David said many years ago, the father of Shlomo, he says, "My time are in thine hands." My time, my life, all what's going on in my life, the life of the believer, the life of the unbeliever, my time, my life are in your hand, and I really wanted to be there, because it is better to be in the hands of the Lord than in the hands of men. God is the one who is supreme. And so it is important for Israel, it is important for the believer to glean the wisdom of God as he or she are living here in this world. So let's look over those verses. First of all, the fact that we need to accept the truth that death will come upon all men. All will have to die. You remember the verses that we have in the Bible? For example, Genesis chapter 3 and verse 19. God said already to Adam and Eve when sin came into this world, he said, "From the dust you came, and to the dust you shall return." Me'afar bata la'afar tachzor. You came from the dust of this earth, to the dust of the earth you will return. Why? Because Adam and Eve have sinned. They have turned from the Lord. And so death is the consequence of sin. Romans 6:23 says, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God through Yeshua the Messiah is eternal life." And that is the important, to trust in God and to trust in the Lord. The writer to the Hebrews says in Hebrews 9:27, "As it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. All will have to pass out of this world." And Shlomo is emphasizing that when he speaks to our people of all the people of Israel. And so let's see what he has to say to them. In verses 1, 2, and 3 of Ecclesiastes chapter 9, Shlomo declares that death happens to all, the righteous and the unrighteous. Look what he says. "For all this," verse 1, "I considered in my heart, even to declare all this, that," notice that, "the righteous and the wise and their works are in the hand of God. No man knoweth either love or hatred by all that is before them." What he's really saying here, that when a person is living a godly life, when a person seeks to live righteously, wisely, and they do their works here for the glory of God here on earth, their life and everything is in the hand of God. Everything is in the hand of God. In other words, don't be discouraged by seeking to live righteously here in this world. Don't be dismayed. Don't say like this, "If they're doing it, if they live this kind of life, I should live just like them." No. He's saying now to Israel, and he's saying to you and I today, no, no, no. You belong to the Lord. You are saved. You are part of the redeemed company. Listen, you live righteous life. You've been wise in the way you're behaving. You are working for God. So understand that everything is in the hand of God. No matter what's going to happen to you here on earth, the Lord knows all things. He sees what is going on in this world. And the believer, the child of God, the one who lives for the Lord, should recognize that everything is in the hand of the Lord. He continued and he said, nobody know either love or hatred by all that is before them. We do not know when somebody loves us or hates us, whether it's hatred and all this situation in this world. We do not know. We will leave it at the hand of God, he's saying to Israel. God knows all things. You continue to live righteously, to be wise, and to do the works of the Lord, he's saying to Israel. But he doesn't stop there. Because now in verses 2 and verses 3, he shows us that things in this world happen to the godly and the ungodly. It seems the things happen the same thing here on earth. But God knows. Everything is in the hand of God. Look at this expression here in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 2. All things come alike unto all. There is one event to the righteous and to the wicked, to the good and to the clean and to the unclean, to him that sacrifice and to him that sacrifice not. As is the good, so is the sinner, and he that sweareth as he that feareth an oath. See what he's really saying? It's very interesting. He's using certain things such as righteous and wicked, clean and unclean. The one who sacrifices, the one who doesn't sacrifice. The one who makes an oath, and the one who does not make an oath. He says, look, everything is the same. Things happen in this world under the sun. It seemed to happen the same to all. And it is interesting, he used the word righteous and unrighteous. In Hebrew, tzaddik and rasha. Then he says clean, unclean. In Hebrew, tahor and tameh. He continues, he says, the one who sacrifices and the one who does not sacrifice, lazoveach velalozoveach. And finally he says to the one who makes an oath and to the one who does not make an oath, lanishba'ah. Velalo nishba. It's kind of interesting that he makes those contrasts here. He's making a difference between a man of God, a man who is living for the Lord, and one who does not. And notice he used the word, the one who sacrifice, and the one who sacrifice not. Now again, to remember that in biblical days, in the time of Shlomo, Solomon, the king of Israel, he just, not too many years earlier, he built a temple in Jerusalem. And all the nation of Israel came 3 times a year to offer sacrifices. There was a morning sacrifice, an evening sacrifice, daily sacrifice, weekly sacrifices, new moon sacrifices. There were continually offerings of sacrifices in our own history, in the history of Israel. But all these sacrifices pointed to the Messiah, to the Mashiach. And so when he was saying the one who sacrificed, who realized that he or she are sinners and they need forgiveness on the basis of the blood, and the one who does not offer sacrifice, the one who says, no, I don't need God, I don't need his sacrifices in my life, the one who rejects God in his or her life. It's very similar today, beloved brothers and sisters. There are those who believe in Yeshua the Messiah, in the supreme sacrifice, in the work of the Messiah who made atonement for our souls, who washed our sins away. And there are those who reject him. And we all alike seem to have an end out of this world. All alike will die. All alike will end up to leave this scene. But everything is in the hand of God. Don't be discouraged, he's saying to Israel. Continue on to seek to live a life for the Lord, even though things seem to be the same for you as it is for the unbelieving person. Follow the Lord. Continue on, he's saying to Israel. Notice what he says in verse 3. He says, there is one event unto all. All eventually going to die. And I'm reading verse 3. This is an evil among all things that are done under the sun, that there is one event unto all. Yea, also the heart of the sons of men is full of evil, and madness is in their heart while they live. But then notice at the end, and after that they go to the dead. What he's really saying, which is very true, that even those that belong to God are still sinning here in this world. He says, one event is unto all. He said, the heart of the sons of men is full of evil. That is something, brothers and sisters, that we all need yet to learn, even as believers today, that we cannot improve our human nature. There is a declaration by the Lord that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And that's why he's saying the heart of the sons of men, Bnei Adam, is full of evil. And madness is in their heart while they live. And after, they go to the dead. Because sin brought death. And the truth of the matter that already in the beginning, God have declared in Genesis chapter 6 and verse 5, this interesting declaration, he said, and I want to read this to you. God saw that the wickedness of men was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. The word continually in the Hebrew text in our mother's tongue is kol hayom, all the day long. It is a declaration of God about all humanity, even the believer, even the saved one. We have an all sinful nature, but we receive forgiveness because we have accepted the sacrifice of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah. But one thing for sure, the destiny of all humanity is eventually death. The Hebrew word death is mavet. Mavet is simply mean a separation of the body and the soul and the spirit. Every man, every woman, every person will ultimately leave this scene through the separation of the body from the spirit and the soul. As it is appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. Of course, there is an exception, like we mentioned before. Hanoch Enoch was an exception. He walked with God and God took him. Eliyahu Hanavi, Elijah the prophet, was an exception. God have taken him out of here. And we believe in the rapture of the church. Those that are remain alive will be raptured to be taken outside of this scene to the presence of the Lord. But normally, it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. So Solomon declared in verses 1, 2, and 3, that death will happen to all. No one will escape this appointment with the Lord. All will ultimately have to die. The righteous, the unrighteous, the clean and the unclean, the one who sacrifices and the one who does not sacrifice, the one who sweareth, and the one who fear to make an oath. All will eventually going to have to depart out of this scene. So he continue now in verses 4, 5, and 6, and he pointing Israel to the fact that while we live, we still have hope here. While we're still alive, we're breathing, and we are living here in this world, as long that man is alive, here and now we make the decisions. Here and now we have hope. We have an assurance from God. Oftentimes somebody says, you know what? I will decide later on. I don't have to make a decision right now. And some even teach that there is what you call purgatory, that you can change your position from being in one place after death to change to another place. And if somebody will pay enough money and he pray enough for you, you can be shifted from one area to another area after death. But that is not what the Bible teaches us. The Bible teaches us that we are to accept the Lord today, while we are still alive. that we are to live for the Lord today while we are still living here in this world. And so notice what he says in verse 4. When one is alive, he has hope. Hope to repent, hope to live for God, hope to change his manner. Notice that in verse 4, for to him that is joined to all the living, there is hope. For a living dog is better than a dead lion. He makes a comparison. You see, as long as the person is alive, there is hope. There is hope that something will happen. He can give glory to God here on earth. If he or she are unbelievers, today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Turn to Yeshua the Messiah today. But for the believers, you know, we can change our ways. You know, like, again, I always loved the story of the prodigal son who left his father, but he turned back and he returned to his father. He changed his ways. He didn't continue in a wrong way too long. After a while, he turned back and he went back to his father's house. So, for to him that is joined unto all the living, you were born into this world, you become part of the living here. Well, listen, there is hope. Again, the word hope in Hebrew, here it's not tikva, it's a different word here in Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 4. The word is bitachon. The word bitachon means assurance. There is an assurance. If we will turn away and walk with God and live for Him and have godly wisdom here on earth, there is an assurance that you can change your way and God will reward you. He will ultimately bless you. Because, really, it is better to have a living dog than to have a dead lion.
You have been listening to the Holy Scriptures and Israel with Gideon Levitam. Gideon teaches God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective. For more information about this ministry, write to Holy Scriptures and Israel, Box 1411, Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, L0S1J0, or visit our website at holyscripturesandisrael.com. You are also invited to Gideon's weekly Bible teaching on Fridays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., and Saturdays at 1 p.m., at Willowdale Christian Assembly Hall, 28 Martin Ross Avenue in Toronto. Holy Scriptures and Israel is made possible by your prayers and financial support. If you would like to support the program, visit holyscripturesandisrael.com. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.